There were two brothers named Grimm.
In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, elevator buttons, and each other. Those things become fomites.
Is this something we want to release to the press? Respiratory and fomites?
And how's the public going to react to that?
Hard to say. Plastic shark in a movie will keep people from getting in the ocean, but a warning on the side of a pack of cigarettes...
We're going to need to walk the governor through this before we start to freak everybody out.
The best barrels ever, dude.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be...
Never make it. And won't say the mind, but by the time comes. nights and all your days. Start living right away or soon you will regret it. Your chances have all gone, let's live to send. Your life will soon end. You're born to live, you'll never make it. You're born to live, you'll never make it. You're born to live, you'll never make it. You will be sorry when it's all gone. You've lost your chance to make some history. You've lost the game and now you'll see there's no escape. Mortality, you think there is a future but you're wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. You wanna live, you'll never make it. You wanna live, you'll never make it. You wanna live, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. You'll never make it. You'll never make it.
What's cooking? It's the Brothers Grimm Punkcast right here on podunkradio.com. This is episode 227. We started out with a little straight edge theme. Not because Maximum Rock and Roll did a straight edge theme this week. We started out with Uniform Choice. They did Use Your Head off of the Wishing Well complete discography. Society System Decontrol, also known as SSD Control, also known as SSD, did Teach Me Violence off of The Kids Will Have Their Say. You couldn't miss Minor Threat after that with Out of Step with the World. I got that off the discography, of course. And not so straight edges, Pennywise ended that out with You'll Never Make It off of Full Circle 1995. I'm just going to bust right into some newer stuff. Here's Philly's Quarantine. They're going to do Shadow People off their demo 2020.
Decision on try, let him see that freedom. Be there, no truth, be killed.
All right, punk. Now I'm
gonna... Whoa, Biff. What's that?
Looking. Got some lefts, some rights, some green rooms. Hey, friends.
It's dead, you sponger.
Hell yeah, I'm a sponger. I'll fucking sponge this whole entire ocean up with my big old dick. Damn it. Back on it. Woo! Look at this one. Looks like KP's about to titty fuck this wave. Adios.
Oh,
Remember, if you want to go check out the Bros Grimm, go to brothersgrimmpunkcast.blogspot.com. You can't beat that tune right there. I play it basically once a year. You know, Easter was the theme. I always pass up. I never look ahead. I look ahead this week and Easter passed us. And I always play this song, Guttermouth. They did Good Friday, you just heard off of Musical Monkey. I think that album is basically legendary. And then it was all new 2020 stuff before that. Cadre from North Carolina did I Hate You More off of War on Nihilism. Svalazid. Man, I can't pronounce that at all. I forgot how to pronounce it. They did MMR off of Dodzenblick, which is a 2020 remix of a cassette they did. I forget that. I think it was 2017. But that's 2020 as far as I'm concerned. Before that, Nervous SS from Macedonia did Their Wish, Their Life off of Future Extinction LP. Brazil's Bestoven did Death Don't Choose off of Tomorrow's Hell EP 2020. That's a classic band right there. And good old Quarantine from Philly started it out with Shadow People off their demo 2020. And that was probably, apologize about that, that was probably the worst rip I've ever made of something. I tried to clean it up, but it just made it worse. So maybe someday I'll try to mix that again and see if it can't get any better, but you'll probably hear the same old shitty rip every time I play that band. We have a bunch of random stuff this week, so we might as well get into some randomness. So here's No Future. They're going to do Negative Attitude off of Use, Abuse, Destroy.
Go! sense something in the air. Balls of fire! Tornadoes are coming! Run for your lives, boys! To the storm cellar! Hurry, 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 boys! She's a-coming!
Coffee after 7.
Send the Brothers Grimm something to brothersgrimmpunk@gmail.com. I played that for Jeff Grosso. That was JFA. They did the Great Equalizer of the best compilation in the world, best series of compilations in the world. That was Thrasher Skate Rock Volume 1. It was just called straight up Skate Rock! Exclamation point. Gutter Knife before that did Revenge off of Boots on the Ground. Final Slum War before that did Treta off of their 2013 split with Beethoven. Visions of War before that did Probiotics off of King of Swines. Realities of War before that did When Will We Ever Learn off of Constructs of Life. And No Future started that one out with Negative Attitude. Let's do one more set. Like I said, we're kind of all over the map this week. This is Contorture. They're going to do Commitment Issues off of Sanctuary.
Society. Society made me what I am.
That's bullshit. You're a white suburban punk, just like me.
Bye. surfboard and I ride those waves. Do you want to know why? Because I'm fucking gnarly.
You are listening to Sick Boys.
Sick Boys.
Sick Boys.
Sick Boys.
Sick Boys.
Radio Show.
Get out of here on the Brothers Grimm Podcast. That was just the Barnyard Ballers. That was, you know, we always try to end it with a different, try to cool it down a bit. So the Barnyard Ballers helped us out there. They did Liquor Store. I started out with a straight edge theme this week, but only sarcastically. That was the Barnyard Ballers. They did Liquor Store. Off of Rock Out With Your Cock Out. That was 1995 as well. A Social Distortion did Soyo Brestele off their subtitle. The Swedish band Autonomy before that did a song which translates to Back to the Underworld off of one I can't pronounce either. Better Reality before that did Blue Scream Dream off of I Like Punk Life. Coors Fast before that did Gong Pagong off of Scarp Lodge. And Contorture started out with Commitment Issues. We just passed April 8th, which is the anniversary of when they found Kurt Cobain dead, which I pretty much remember very vividly in my peanut-sized head. I only use a quarter of my brain, usually half the time. But I remember that day very well. So we're going to end it with One from Nirvana. Yes, we're going to end it with Nirvana. They're going to do Son of Gun off of the... I always hated it. They actually called this album a compilation. It used to drive me fucking insane. Because it was all basically brand new fucking Nirvana songs that I heard. Remember, I went through like a, you know, junior high-ish, going into high school, freaking obsessed with Nirvana phase. Like, I guess a lot of people did, but it drove me nuts that they actually called Nevermind pop. I couldn't understand that. Ever, still can't. But this is off of... Dave Grohl just shreds this song, Son of Gun. This is off of, what, the 1990 Peels session over in England or something like that? We're going to end it with Nirvana. Until next time, here's Nirvana. Late.
Some luggage and send him a guy out there that goes, hey, you know, we've been driving out here every day with your food for like the last, 30, 40 years. And we were driving out here a day across the desert, and it occurred to us there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is! This is sand. Yeah. It's sand. You know it's going to be 100 years from now, huh? It's going to be sand!